Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC as we await any word of when Governor Spitzer might have something else to say publicly after the revelation yesterday and basically his acknowledgement that he was using a prostitution ring. WNYC's Bob Henley is outside the state capitol in Albany. Bob, are you hearing anything?
It's a very normal Tuesday, lobbying Tuesday here. The New York State Catholic Conference is in the hallways. Hundreds of high school kids in their parochial school uniforms, nuns and plainclothes nuns, brothers, priests, working the hallways basically to deal with, as they say in their release, Governor Spitzer's radical abortion bill. It's somewhat surreal here. We are expecting at noon that the assembly will convene in what is expected to be a pro forma session dealing with the appointment of a regent. At that point, the media will be staged to be ready to pounce on primarily Democratic Assembly members who will have to try to weigh in the public record. There also will be an attempt, no doubt, to try to corner Speaker Shelley Silver, who really is the person in the event of the decision to try to go with impeachment would have to come from the Democratic Speaker.
What about on the state Senate side? I heard some rumblings that they're giving them 48 hours before they start impeachment proceedings.
Well, the point is that was raised by the minority leader in the assembly, Jim Tedesco, who said that because of the nature of the budget crisis, they really felt that the governor needed to do the right thing, in his words, and step out of the way so that someone they have in high regard, actually, I'm quite surprised by that, Lieutenant Governor David Patterson is really, there's a collegial feeling about him by the Republicans. He is a veteran senator. They feel that with the issues at hand, you know, every hour that the spot oil price gets worse and goes up, New York State and New York City's budget problem becomes more profound. And so there's a feeling that this growing budget gap, $5 billion now, needs to be attended to. And they really want to get on with it and breathe a sigh of relief of turning the page, as they say.
And this whole thing couldn't come at a worse time of the year in terms of the New York State budget process. April 1st is supposed to be the deadline for the budget. There's over a $4 billion deficit. They're all trying to figure out in the legislature and the governor's mansion what they're going to cut, what fees or whatever they're going to raise. And, you know, this is a contentious time where a lot of things that really affect people around the state are being negotiated.
That's exactly right. Also, I might add that the word today in the Wall Street Journal about continuing cuts on Wall Street, remember, a full fifth of New York State's revenue comes from Wall Street. So this is an ongoing slippery banana. Each day that goes by, they have more to deal with. They've been through a couple of downward budget estimates. Remember, the current incumbent governor was talking about a 5% increase in the budget, even on the day that the market first dropped 300 points. So there was already a sense of waning confidence in his capabilities long before the scandal.
As you talk to Democrats in the legislature, Bob, is there almost a feeling of relief or anticipation of relief if Spitzer does step down and David Patterson, who is widely respected and who has these collegial relations with both parties in the legislature, takes over?
I have to say the Democrats are making themselves scarce. That's why I have to make sure to position myself. This is very much like similar to fox hunting, because the Democrats have not presented themselves, whereas Tedesco and the Republicans have gone out on the public spaces and made themselves available. What is very interesting, though, is that Senate Republican Majority Leader Joe Bruno, who was involved with such rhetorical hand-to-hand combat, if you will, with Spitzer, is going today like very surreal. He's announcing Senate Majority proposes constitutional spending caps to protect taxpayers, almost like disconnected from the current political reality.
Is anybody, as far as you know, on the Democratic side defending Elliot Spitzer and saying he should not resign?
No, I've not seen anything like that.
They're just laying low.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is, I'm talking to the people who work for the state, there's kind of a disconnect from the people that work up here. You know, one state worker was like, well, you know, he sounds like more like a Republican with a $4,000 prostitute. You know, I thought he was he was a friend of the working class. Somebody would have, you know, gone for $500 and done anything he wanted. There's that kind of disconnect. And there's, I guess, there's, you know, kind of like waiting for the next shoe to drop. at a time when there's a lot on the state's plate.
WNYC's Bob Henley, live from Albany. Bob, we'll keep waiting for your reports.
Thanks.